The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Good afternoon, Belinda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Kathy?
Very good, thank you. Did you enjoy that song?
I did enjoy it, and I noted very clearly the reference to flames and gasoline and fire, even more than staying the night.
Right.
Because I must say that we are at the moment bound up in a situation where there's pyrotechnical effects happening all over these pyrotechnics. Last week we spoke about volcanoes, but this week we have to think about the fires that are sweeping across the Northern Hemisphere. In fact, this has been a three-month period of record temperatures from Norway to Japan. There's been one heat wave after another, and I think maybe we're the first generation that's actually seeing the Arctic burn.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
It is incredible. I felt quite sad when I read about where it all started in the Arctic Circle in a Lapland little village called Jokkmokk, where the reindeers and the reindeer herders have been the most affected by this absolute tinderbox that began in that part that's just inside the Arctic Circle in Sweden. So imagine that even in Sweden and the Arctic we have flames. And of course, in Greece, the Greek are burying their dead.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. That is a terrible story.
So awful. Reason, of course, that I'm highlighting this is that this can be directly tied to climate change. And there have never been temperatures that have been consistently, exponentially increasing. And the ones in the Arctic Circle would not have continued to flame. In fact, Sweden's had 60 forest fires this month. If the earth had not been so parched, which has been as a result of the climate change. So it's been a tinderbox. Lightning struck, and everything ignited, and it's been impossible to put out. So there's another aspect to it that we don't often think about. Or maybe it hasn't occurred to us because somebody, of course, has used it for a thesis. And that is that suicide rates go up very, very rapidly when there are these heat waves. And Stanford University has just released research that shows. Now, they've taken data from the 1960s until now, and they've proved that suicide rates increase when there are incredible heat waves. And they have actually calculated that by the year 2050, in Mexico and the USA, there's going to be 38,000 additional deaths per year, merely because of the heat waves caused by climate change.
That's incredible. So is there anything that can be done about this? I mean, water is a whole separate discussion. In fact, that's a whole separate conference. That's
certainly
not even a discussion. But is there anything that can be done about this?
The bottom line is still that we need to reduce the carbon emissions, and we have to keep looking out for this issue of the greenhouse gases that we discussed before. But the past 3 years have been the hottest on record. And even if we reduce our carbon emissions, it's only going to bring the temperature down maybe by a degree. We've got something that we have to face. And, you know, yes, it's too darn hot. And where some people see crisis, others see opportunity.
100%.
And, you know, it is a misnomer. In fact, it's a complete misquote that the Chinese word for crisis is the same as that for opportunity. But what we can do is we can use technology. And the climate change is being tackled in a very astounding way in Australia. The Great Barrier Reef has undergone drastic, disastrous bleaching over the last 3 years. So Canberra has created, the government of Canberra, a competition to try and save the remaining reefs. And what they're doing is they're actually using cloud brightening techniques where they're harvesting the salt from the seawater and reflecting it back to space. They're forming an artificial coating on the water also to try and reflect the light backwards, because the warming seas from the climate change have impacted upon the coral reef. So we have here this marrying of science with the disaster, because everything is a problem seeking a solution and vice versa.
Right.
So I think it's time for innovation. And so we can find a point of excitement here where we can actually put it out again to our young people. What the fires are not going anywhere. Unfortunately, the wildfires are a phenomenon that has been projected and predicted as being as increasing exponentially over the next few years. So why don't we design additional drone technology? This is the futurist in me coming out again. As Israel has been again trying to think on her feet to stop the kites, which have been igniting terrible fires, we could maybe think of additional technology that is going to stop the disastrous wildfires that are actually going to affect us all. And I'm still seeing the results here in Muizenberg of our great fires of the last few years.
Absolutely fascinating. Belinda Matlitsky, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much for the Mother Earth Report. And you won't speak to me next week because I'm heading out overseas for a while. But you will speak to Benji Shulman. You've spoken to him before, though.
Have a super trip.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.